"Yes, Angela Norbury," murmured Bill. "Not bad-looking, is she?" The girl who stood by the little white gate of Jallands was something more than not bad-looking, but in this matter Bill was keeping his superlatives for another. In Bill's eyes she must be judged and condemned by all that distinguished her from Betty Calladine. To Antony, unhampered by these standards of comparison, she seemed, quite simply, beautiful. "Cayley asked us to bring a letter along," explained Bill when the necessary handshakings and introductions were over. "Here you are." "You will tell him, won't you, how dreadfully sorry I am about what has happened? It seems so hopeless to say anything, so hopeless even to believe it, if it is true what we've heard." Bill repeated the outline of events of yesterday. "And... yes, and Mr. Ablett hasn't been found yet?" She shook her head in distress. "It still seems to have happened to somebody else, somebody we didn't know at all." But then, with a sudden grave smile which included both of them, "But you must come and have some tea."
"It's awfully decent of you," said Bill awkwardly. "But we,
You will, won't you?" she said to Antony.
"Thank you very much."